All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're taking a deep dive into what ifs and young love with Laura Nolan's If He Had Been With Me.
Ooh, sounds juicy.
Oh, it is. And don't worry, no spoilers here. We're not giving away the ending. Just going to give you a taste, enough to make you want to devour the whole book yourself.
Like a sneak peek behind the curtain.
Exactly. And let me tell you, right from the start, Nolan had me hooked with this whole thing about September feeling like summer.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. How Autumn, the main character, just couldn't embrace the whole autumn vibe everyone else seemed to love.
Yeah, like she was holding on to something, something special.
It really does say a lot about her character, doesn't it? That fierce individuality.
And speaking of individuality, we can't forget about the tiaras.
Tiaras in high school.
Right, not your typical teenage accessory. But they seem to mean so much more than just a sparkly headband.
Definitely. They're like a symbol, a way for Autumn to challenge all those expectations and just be herself.
Which, let's face it, can be tough in high school.
Oh, absolutely. And it gets even trickier when you throw in a boyfriend like Jamie.
The football star, all-American boy type.
Exactly. Total opposite of our tiara-loving Autumn.
And you can totally feel that tension in their relationship, like when she wears a PR to school, even though he hates it.
Ooh, yeah, I remember that part. Talk about a statement.
It's like this tiny act of rebellion, but it speaks volumes, you know. Makes you wonder if they're even right for each other.
And then we have Finny, her childhood best friend, thrown into the mix.
Oh, Finny. Talk about complicated.
Their dynamic is just so fascinating. You see those glimpses of their history together, how close they were growing up.
Even exchanging tiaras at Christmas.
Tiaras again. Okay, there's definitely something more to those tiaras.
Right. It's like a symbol of their connection, something that goes beyond their current situation. And we have Sylvie coming onto the scene and, well, things get messy.
Sylvie, the classic popular girl who ends up with Finny.
Yep, that's her. And suddenly we have ourselves a classic love triangle.
But trust me, this isn't your typical fluffy high school drama.
There's so much more going on beneath the surface, so many deeper emotions at play, especially with Autumn.
Oh, totally. Her internal struggles are so relatable. Like, she's trying to figure out her feelings for both Jamie and Finny.
And then she uses writing as an escape, right? Pouring all those emotions into her stories.
The writing is so raw and honest. It's like she's baring her soul.
And then there's that scene where she calls Finny while she's a little bit, shall we say, tipsy.
Whoa, now that was a game changer. So much unspoken tension in that one phone call.
Like a bomb just went off, leaving you wondering what's going to happen next.
You can't help but wonder how that's going to affect everything.
Exactly. It's one of those moments that makes you desperate to keep reading. But it's not just about the romance. Now it also gives us these little peeks into Finny's struggles.
Oh yeah, especially his relationship with his father. There's so much unspoken baggage there.
It's like they're both holding back, afraid to be vulnerable with each other.
And you can tell it's affecting Finny deeply. It makes you ache for him a little, you know.
I know exactly what you mean. You just want to know what he's thinking, what he's feeling underneath that quiet exterior.
Nolan is so good at that, giving you just enough to pique your curiosity without giving everything away, leaving you wanting more.
Which is exactly what we want, right? I mean, we want people to finish this deep dive and immediately go pick up the book.
Exactly. It's all about the intrigue.
Okay, so we've talked about Autumn. We've talked about Finny. We've talked about this tangled web of relationships. Where do we go from here?
Well, one thing that really stuck with me is how Nolan uses those little moments, those tiny little decisions, to create these huge ripple effects in the characters' lives.
Yeah, it's like those choices you hardly even think about at the time.
Exactly. Like, they can end up changing your entire course.
It makes you wonder, you know, what if Autumn hadn't worn that tiara to school?
Oh, totally. Or what if she had chosen a different seat on the bus that day?
You know, the day she first saw Sylvie with Finny.
Right, right. Would everything have been different?
It's like that butterfly effect, right?
That butterfly effect? I love that.
One little flap of the wings and boom. Hurricane on the other side of the world.
That's a good one. And Nolan weaves it all in so subtly.
Like you don't even realize how important these moments are until later.
Exactly. Like that scene where they're cleaning out their old middle school classroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Simple scene, right. But so much nostalgia.
So much longing for simpler times.
Back when things were easier between them.
And then Finny finds that note Autumn wrote years ago.
Oh, man. The feels.
It's like a floodgate opens up.
All those memories, all those unspoken emotions.
And you can't help but wonder what's going through his head at that moment.
Totally. Is he regretting things? Thinking about what could have been?
And then you start to think, what if he had said something sooner? What if he had been more open about his feelings?
Would things be different now? Ah, the what ifs.
Right, it's those what ifs that make the story so powerful.
They really keep you on the edge of your seat.
And it's not just about romance either.
Oh, absolutely.
Nalin explores loss in such a profound way.
Loss of innocence, loss of friendships.
That feeling of growing up and leaving parts of yourself behind.
Oh, it's so relatable. We've all been there.
That yearning for simpler times, that carefree spirit.
It's like you're excited about what's to come, but also grieving what you're leaving behind.
Exactly.
And Autumn captures that so perfectly in her writing.
It's raw. It's vulnerable. It's like she's pouring her heart onto the page.
I wonder if writing is her way of coping with it all.
Yeah, maybe it's how she processes all those big emotions.
And it's interesting how she keeps coming back to this idea of true love in her stories.
Makes you think, is that what she's looking for in her own life?
With Jamie. With Finney.
Ooh, good question.
These are the questions that keep you turning the pages.
Absolutely. And it's not just Autumn who's on this journey of self-discovery.
Mm.
Finney's character arc is just as captivating.
Oh, yeah. Finney. He's such an enigma.
Quiet, reserved, but, you know, there's so much more beneath the surface.
Especially with his relationship with his father.
Oh, that's a whole other can of worms.
So strange. So much left unsaid.
It's like they're both holding back, afraid to connect on a deeper level.
Makes you wonder how that shaped Finney, you know?
Totally. Has it affected his ability to open up to others?
To be vulnerable.
Right. And there's this underlying sadness to him. Like he's longing for something he can't quite grasp.
And the way he channels all that into soccer.
Becomes this fierce, almost aggressive player.
Like he's releasing all that pent-up emotion on the field.
It makes you wonder if that's healthy, you know?
Is he really dealing with his feelings or just masking them?
And speaking of feelings, can we go back to that phone call for a minute?
The drunken phone call.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a raw, vulnerable moment.
All those walls come down and they're finally honest with each other.
It's like a turning point in their relationship, but where do they go from there?
That's the million-dollar question. Do they act on those feelings? Do things change between them?
Nalin leaves us hanging on a total cliffhanger.
Ugh, I need to know what happens next.
Don't we all? That's the beauty of a good story, right? It keeps you guessing. It's crazy how real she makes those feelings. You know, like those doubts and insecurities and just that longing for something more.
It's so universal.
Like, who hasn't looked back on a decision and thought, what if I had done things differently?
Especially when it comes to love.
You know? Oh, yeah. Love and relationships. Those are the big ones.
Totally. And it's like everything is amplified when you're young. Like, every feeling is just so intense.
Right. Everything feels so life or death.
Exactly. And you see that with Autumn, she's constantly second-guessing things.
Wondering if Jamie is really the one.
Or if she's settling, you know?
Or like, is this what she really wants?
It's like she's searching for something deeper, yeah. Something more authentic.
A connection that truly reflects who she is.
And that's where the what-ifs come into play.
She can't help but wonder what might have been.
If she had been braver, maybe. If she had taken a chance on something different.
And that's what makes the ending so powerful. Nalin doesn't give us all the answers.
He leaves us hanging.
With all those questions lingering.
Will Autumn follow her heart? Or will she play it safe?
Will she and Finney finally find their way back to each other? Or are they destined to be star-crossed lovers?
It's killing me. I need to know.
But that's what makes it so good. A story that stays with you, that makes you think.
Totally. And it's not just about the ending. It's about the whole journey.
Exploring those big themes like love and loss and finding your own identity.
And figuring out who you are, you know.
And the power of choice. That one little decision can change everything.
It really can. And what I love is that Nalin doesn't give us a neat and tidy resolution.
It's not a fairy tale.
Exactly. She leaves it open to interpretation.
Like we each get to decide what happens to Autumn and Finney.
I love that. It's like we get to write our own ending.
Exactly. And that's what makes this book so special, so thought-provoking.
It makes you think about your own choices, your own what-ifs.
And all the possibilities out there.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want listeners to take away from this?
I think it's to embrace the journey, you know, with all its twists and turns.
To be open to the unexpected.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to question things, to explore, to make those choices that feel right for you.
Even if it means taking a risk.
Even if it's scary, because you never know where you might end up.
Beautifully said. And for all our listeners out there, if you're looking for a story that will stay with you long after you've finished reading it, then you need to check out If He Had Been With Me.
It's a story about love and loss. And finding your own path.
And those what ifs that haunt us all.
So go ahead, dive in and see where the story takes you.
Until next time, happy reading, everyone.